So forgiveness is such a powerful practice, orientation, way of being, perhaps an essential thing to cultivate in our lives, because we live in bodies and in a world in which there's always going to be some harm. Harm caused by others, harm caused by us, and harms we can end up doing to ourselves. Rarely all that deliberate for most of us. But through our imperfect nature and our imperfect understandings of who we are and who the others around us are, harm is caused and received. And so the practice of forgiveness is a response, maybe an antidote, maybe a natural thing in the light of the way things actually are. So I invite you to sit comfortably for a meditation type practice. Some sense of alertness and awareness, which may be reflected in your posture. A balancing of open and alert with relaxed and soft. And let's begin with an acknowledgement. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask for their forgiveness. I'll repeat that a few times, and you might repeat some version of that to yourself, and we'll see what bubbles up in this first part of this three-part practice. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask their forgiveness. And as you consider this, it's possible that a particular incident or several might arise. A time when you did end up causing some degree of harm. And if such an incident comes to mind, forgiveness includes the courage of bringing that up, remembering and meeting it gently and kindly, but with clarity. Bringing back to mind what happened, the person or people involved, how it all felt, and through this remembering, tuning in to how it feels now to remember that this happens, or even that this particular time it happened, that you ended up causing harm. We don't need to add any extra shame or fear or figure it out, but just to acknowledge and feel that this did happen. And then imagining especially the person or people who were harmed. And we'll offer acknowledgement, apology, and request forgiveness. And knowing this is all happening within the space of your own practice, your own mind, and you have as much control as you need around the intensity and approach you take. You can open your eyes or soften or step back from the practice at any time. This other person is not here. We are imagining our connection to them. And offering words in your mind similar to, "I caused you harm. And for that, I am sorry." And as much as is possible, I ask for your forgiveness. I request your forgiveness. We can make this acknowledgement, apology, and request without further explaining ourselves or justifying ourselves or adding any extra anything. Harm happened. We acknowledge it and ask for forgiveness. A deep practice. Inviting and holding gently in mind this difficult incident, or maybe another one is bubbling up, that's fine. We have a lot of work to do sometimes, but we can do it. I caused you harm. For that, I deeply apologize. As much as is possible now, I ask for your forgiveness. I request your forgiveness. Inviting us to be a felt thing, an embodied thing. Perhaps all this flows through the breath and the breathing body itself. Let's repeat that phrase one more time and then let go. I caused you harm, dear one. For that, I am deeply sorry. As much as is possible now, I ask for your forgiveness. And let's release the words and the image of the memory. Let's tune more fully into the felt experience of right here and now in this breathing body, feeling whatever the feeling is now, having touched into the first direction of forgiveness as best we could. Now let's explore this possibility. What if one day it were possible for us to deeply mean and invite forgiveness for everyone? Here's a phrase to try on there. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive them. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive them. Or you could If that doesn't feel real, you can change it. I hope to forgive. I am learning to forgive. I imagine, one day, more forgiveness in my heart. So first, setting a big intention. Big, big intention. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive them. And then, as before, a particular time may bubble up. And this may include not being fully ready to forgive. That's completely fine. Part of this human life. And so if a time you were harmed by another bubbles up, let's gently invite that into our awareness, that memory, that feeling, that experience, that scene. And let's again practice with the phrase of acknowledgement and forgiveness. Sincerely imagined connection is with the person who was involved in causing the harm, at least the way you're perceiving it, which is all we have. And acknowledging the harm and offering what forgiveness you can. You caused me harm. And as much as I can now, I offer my forgiveness. You cause me pain, and you can change this and add to it any way you like. You cause me trouble. You hurt me. That's what happened. That was my experience. To the extent that I can now, I offer my forgiveness. I offer forgiveness. And offering what's real to you. I can forgive you a little bit now. I'm moving towards, I'm interested in one day offering you some forgiveness, but I am not ready. This is included in this practice, a matter of degree, a long process. No right answer here. You caused me harm. You have no idea how hard that was. And I'm working towards forgiveness. Little by little. Breathing with this incident, or maybe another one's also bubbling. Expressing clearly, briefly, that you were harmed. It's expressing that in your mind. It's important. It's acknowledgement. It's true. And offering whatever level of forgiveness feels right at this moment. It's not a should. It's an offering. It's a gift, a deep, deep gift to yourself and thus to the world. You cause me harm, pain. You can add a little more if you like, up to you. You derailed my life for a while. As much as I can, I offer my forgiveness. And then let's release the language and the imagery and the memories again as much as they choose to release. It's okay if they're still here. Sigh or deep breath can for sure be helpful here. A little adjustment of the body or a little gentle movement. And this continued curious open stance. How is it for me right now? It doesn't need an answer, but just to be asking that question opens us up, creates space for these deep processes. And the third direction of forgiveness we can practice with: forgiving ourselves for our own flaws and imperfections and the ways we do end up not taking care of ourselves, which in essence is also causing harm. The ultimate expression we can start with, and then we'll settle into what we can manage today. For all the ways I have hurt and harmed myself and neglected myself, knowingly or unknowingly, I offer forgiveness. For all the ways I have hurt or harmed myself knowingly or unknowingly, I offer forgiveness. I forgive myself. Let's see what bubbles up in terms of your actual life details on this one. Are there ways you neglect yourself, are harsh with yourself, harm yourself, deliberately or not deliberately, knowingly or unknowingly, that said? And when one comes to mind, it could be something to do with self-care or any number of things. It could be about how you operate in relation to others, undermine yourself in some way. Just seeing what bubbles up, a way that you aren't there for yourself like you could be. And here too, a phrase of acknowledgement and forgiveness for each of these different things. Holding what you do or didn't do that's not helpful in your heart and mind. Acknowledging it. I cause myself harm. I cause myself harm. For that I am sorry, for that I am sad. And as much as I can now, I forgive myself for this. I forgive myself. I've been hard on myself. I've caused myself actual harm sometimes. I've neglected good, healthy intentions. I've undermined myself. This causes harm. And as much as I can now, I forgive myself for this. I forgive myself. Trying to do this without causing more harm, not to beat ourselves up or wish we were different, but just to notice, acknowledge, and offer self-forgiveness. What else bubbles up around ways that you could benefit from forgiving yourself? What is it you would benefit from forgiving yourself? And let's bring all these three areas of forgiveness together. They seem different, but they're all part of one being, one process of living as a whole human being. If I have harmed or hurt anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask their forgiveness. I'm aware of some of the things, but probably not others. If I've caused harm, I do ask your forgiveness. If anyone, as others, have harmed me, hurt me, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive them as best I can. I forgive them. And for any ways I have neglected or harmed myself, knowingly or unknowingly again, I offer myself all the forgiveness for this human life that I can. And let's release the effort, the language, the many ideas and memories. By settling so gently and steadily on the breathing body, on the feeling of presence, I notice the groundedness of being held by the chair and ultimately the earth. Feeling feet on the floor, legs, buttocks, back against the chair. Take a kind of refuge in embodiment. And feeling whatever the feeling is now with acceptance, with kindness, with a little forgiveness for all the things that aren't quite the way we might like. In ourselves, in our world. We can still vow to make a difference, to do our best, but actually it's supported by living a life strong in forgiveness, patience, and kindness, and compassion. I forgive you. I request your forgiveness. I forgive myself.